This is St. Louis Public Radio. This week, for the first time in team history, two Cardinals games will be broadcast in Spanish for Fiesta Cardinalis, celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. It's one of the biggest nods to the local Latino community and comes during what has been a big year for Spanish speakers in Major League Baseball. This season, the league required all teams to hire a full-time translator to help Spanish-speaking players navigate English language situations on and off the field. St. Louis Public Radio's Jenny Simone reports.
Martinez in a catcher's stance and something's not right.
It's the second inning in a July game against the Padres, and Cardinals pitcher Carlos Martinez has a nosebleed. English speakers on the team might not think twice about the media check-in after a victorious game in spite of some bloodshed, but for Martinez, a Dominican player whose primary language is Spanish, interviews wouldn't be so seamless without Alexandra Noboa.
I told the trainers, and like I said, it's something normal. It's nothing to be worried about, but I really didn't think when I woke up this morning that it was going to happen again.
Noboa came to the Cardinals this May as the team's first Spanish translator. Per the new regulations, she's there for everything. Pre-game, post-game, spring training workouts, home games, away games, postseason, you name it, Noboa is there.
I'm their voice. I'm honestly their voice when they need to express their feelings about anything during a game, if they play, if they're a starter. There's a lot to say.
Born in Puerto Rico to a Colombian mother and a Dominican father, Noboa was raised in Madison, Wisconsin. She lived what she jokingly calls a double life in Spanish and English.
Spanish was only spoken in the home with my family and only allowed. There was a strict rule. And then in school, obviously, with my education was all in English. But as soon as I stepped a foot inside the door at home, it was Spanish only. And if I ever tried to speak English with my parents, they wouldn't answer me. So I had to learn the hard way.
Noboa grew up with baseball, but even more so than the average fan. Junior Noboa, former professional MLB player and current VP of Latin operations for the Arizona Diamondbacks, is Noboa's second cousin. He's a big reason she ended up in sports journalism, writing for the league's Spanish editorial division for 2 years before coming on with the Cardinals.
He said, why don't you try MLB? There's a need for young reporters, for women in baseball. Try it out. So I was like, you know, why not give it a try? I mean, I've always loved baseball, so why not?
The major leagues can be a lonely place if you're a woman of color. Last year, women made up about a quarter of MLB team support roles like Noboa's, and Latinos account for less than 10% of team administrations.
I'm here because of my credentials. I'm here because I have the skills and the potential, and I have to remind myself that because sometimes it can be a little intimidating as a woman in a clubhouse and saying, oh, I shouldn't be here, I'm going to leave. But then I have to say, no, Alexandra, you deserve to be here because you worked hard to get here.
At the end of the day, Noboa's job isn't just for the players. Brenda Garcia is the owner of La Que Buena Spanish radio station. She says that for native Spanish-speaking fans, Noboa is essential.
Several of the phone calls we've received at the radio have been specific to that, about how excited they are that the players can relate in Spanish, speak their language, and they can tune in and understand.
La Que Buena is in charge of this week's Spanish broadcast, something Garcia says has been in the works for years. She hopes the Cardinals don't stop here. She imagines a Cardenales billboard near the stadium with all the Latino players and the hashtag Somos St. Louis. We are St. Louis.
I can see people driving by and saying, holy cow, that billboard's in Spanish, you know. That makes an even more of a statement to my community that we know you're here and we're listening and we're taking you, you know, into consideration.
Fiesta Cardenales starts at Busch Stadium tonight at 7:15. I'm Jenny Simone, St. Louis Public Radio.